This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Gypsy jazz is a sound all its own. Rooted in the style of three-fingered musician Django Reinhardt, it finds its way into American jazz, modern rock and roll, and it's found it's going to find its way to Carrboro this weekend. Joining us in the studio today is gypsy jazz master John Jorgensen and rhythm guitarist Gonzalo Bergara and John of the John Jorgensen Quintet. They're playing at the Carrboro Arts Center on Friday. John and Gonzalo, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much.
Great to have you here. John, you're from Southern California. How did you come to this style of music?
I grew up playing classical music and rock. Basically, both my parents were classical teachers. And so I studied the piano and the clarinet and the bassoon and all of that in classical. And then I played guitar just because I liked rock and roll, you know, as a kid. And eventually, a friend of mine turned me on to the music of Django. And I just fell in love with it.
Give us a tutorial. Let us give us a sample of what it is we're talking about, gypsy jazz.
Well, on the guitar, yeah, I'll just play a little bit of it so you can hear the sound of the guitar and the style.
And that's got a kind of a classic. There's a Spanish sort of almost flamenco style. Then we hear the jazz influence.
Yeah, it's really a mixture of gypsy music and jazz, and it's got all kinds of different elements in it.
Why don't we hear a whole tune? Would you mind playing for us?
Not at all.
John and Gonzalo, this is F.A. Swing from the album Franco-American Swing?
Yeah.
All right. John Jorgensen.
One, two, three. Thank you.
John Jorgensen, along with Gonzalo Begara on rhythm guitar from the John Jorgensen Quintet. You can hear him in Carrboro on Friday. John, is there a difficulty? Is it hard to go between styles? You say you started out classical and rock, and now you're playing this style. Difficult transition?
This style is probably more challenging than it, technically than any of the other music that I've
played. It looks darn hard.
Yeah, it is.
And sounds great.
It is technically challenging. I mean, as far as moving from style to style, that's not so hard for me. I pretty much grew up doing that. You know, like when I was a teenager, I would play in classical orchestra concerts dressed up in a tuxedo, and as soon as it was done, I'd take those clothes off and, you know, change into something else and go play like a fraternity party or something like that with a rock band. So it's once I get the different instrument in my hand, I don't know, it's kind
of
like...
That sort of is a feedback. I send you the message.
Yeah, it's kind of like putting on a suit of clothes or something. I mean, you know, like you put on your dress suit, it's not going to make you want to run out and play in the mud, you know?
You've played with all sorts of different people. The list is endless, including Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this. If Elton John asks you to play with him and you decide to have a meeting, and suppose you're going to meet Elton John at a hotel, say.
Right.
Now, clearly, he's not going to be listed as Elton John, so who do you ask for?
Well, he's had all kinds of different monikers, you know. Yeah. I mean, sometimes he'll be listed as Sir Humphrey Handbag. He's had ones that they would not allow, you know.
But
the hotel management said, you know, we're not going to make our people say this. But the first time I had to ask for him in a hotel under an assumed name, we were going to have a meeting about me working for him and playing in his band. And I didn't know him all that well. I'd met him before, but, you know, he's on the phone. And he says, well, you know, we'll have a meeting at the Four Seasons Hotel Sunday, 1 o'clock for lunch. I said, okay, that sounds good. He says, you'll have to ask for Binky Poodle Clip. And I wasn't sure whether to laugh or not. I was like, okay, this is like a code word. Let me just write that down, you know.
The meeting
Binky Poodle Clip. He says, yes, dear, it gets worse. So,
but you did it.
I did. I mean, I went to this beautiful hotel, and there was a beautiful concierge there, you know, standing behind the desk, beautiful young lady. And I mean, it's kind of embarrassing to go up to her and say, I'm here to see Binky Poodle Clip. And, you know, kudos to her. She didn't smile. Uh-huh. She didn't laugh. Right. Nothing. She's just like, yes, sir, that'll be sweet $24.05 or whatever it was.
And it's a pretty cool gig. It was like an 18-month tour.
Well, he asked me originally for an 18-month tour, and I ended up playing with him for 6 years. So we played all over the world, and, it was really good.
And what's that like? Because obviously you are a virtuoso, and that is something he heard in all the stories I've read. He clearly knows. But if he's the star, why does he want a virtuoso guitarist?
Well, if you're the star, you want to have the best people you can backing you up, you know, because musicianship, I mean, just because you may be a virtuoso doesn't mean you're not going to be tasteful and really a supportive backup player.
But that's part of my question is, do you have to, how is it to take a back seat or to play in the background? When you know what you can do. Do you play differently when you know you're not the star in this particular gig?
Yeah, it's a different mindset, definitely, because you're thinking about, okay, how am I, you know, my position in that show was to make the show as best sounding as it could be, you know, not to show off myself, but just to be part of an ensemble. And I grew up also, like I said, playing in orchestras and bands and stuff like that where it's about the ensemble. So, the thing was, after about 6 years of playing his music, I missed playing things that were a little more challenging for me. It wasn't that I didn't like playing that music, but I did miss doing other things that I enjoyed doing. So,
well, I'm talking with John Jorgensen of the John Jorgensen Quintet, and even though I'm talking with you, as I say, virtuoso guitarist, I'm in the mood for a little Birds. Yeah, there they are, Roger McGuinn, David Crosby, and Chris Hillman from their box set. Oh, wait a minute. No, there's no David Crosby. There's no Chris Hillman. That's John Jorgensen is playing with them in that box set.
That was a little bit scary, actually, the session for that, because we were, you know, I was working with the Birds for the box set, and everybody had left. David and Chris had left the studio that day early, and Roger was still there with Stan Lynch, the drummer from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And they had written that song together, and they wanted to just kind of lay down a track of it. And I said, well, I can play bass, you know, for the track, but please, you know, definitely, you know, make sure it's just a scratch track, because Chris Hillman is the bass player of the Byrds. And, you know, me being a Byrds fan, too, I want to hear him play bass on it. And they're like, yeah, no problem. Just put the bass down. And we started playing, you know, about halfway through, just to run through the take. And they said, start recording. This sounds too good. And I was thinking, oh, no, just don't tell me this. So we finished the song, and I did the bass part, and I was really dreading coming into the studio next morning, and I drove up, and Chris was pacing outside the studio, and I thought, he's going to be so mad at me. I was like, I didn't want to do it. It wasn't my idea. And then, like, you know, he was just pretending to be really pissed, and about to, like, two sentences, he was like, oh, I don't care. It sounds great, you know.
Well, and Roger McGuinn paid you what must be the ultimate compliment. In one of the interviews with Roger McGuinn that I saw, he said, no, John, that was quite a groove. John Jorgensen is a Byrd.
Well, that is a compliment, because, you know, I grew up loving that music and listening. You know, I had the 45. I traded 45s to get Mr. Tambourine Man, you know.
Well, let's hear some of your music now, the gypsy music that is now currently on your plate. You going to play Hungaria?
Yeah, we'll play Hungaria for you. And it goes like this.
Jorgensen and Gonzalo Bergara, thank you very much. That was terrific. Hungaria.
You're welcome.
Hungaria. Tell you what, you know, we've only got a couple of minutes left. Can I ask you to play one more?
Sure.
You have Norwegian dance all racked up for us?
Yeah.
Great. Well, if you play live for us here in our studio by the bay, I'll say goodbye and thank you very much. And you're playing Friday at the Carrboro Arts Center as part of the American Roots series.
Yep, that is correct.
John Jorgensen Quartet. And that is the state of things for today. Thanks to our guest, John Jorgensen, from the John Jorgensen Quintet, and rhythm guitarist Gonzalo Bergara. You can hear the John Jorgensen Quintet this Friday at the Carrboro Arts Center as part of the American Roots series. Thank you for listening. If you want to send us an email, you can send us an email at wunc.org, or you can go to our website at thestateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.